We had discussed the concept of loyalty and respect, and we have two side topics that evolve from that. Number one is a simple tip that's good for all of life, but that most people miss, and that is very often us men, we're very direct. You said this, and I think it's wrong, so I'm going to say that. And I think what you said is off the wall, so I'm going to explain to you why it makes no sense. It's absolutely ridiculous. I know a guy that he heard the story of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that when he was eulogizing his wife, he said, the custom is that you ask your wife forgiveness. I don't have what to ask you forgiveness for, because I don't think I ever did anything wrong to you. Whatever I did was right. And a student asked him a few days later, he said, Rebbe, you never had a fight with your wife? And he said, sure, we had fights. But I never said something personal. I never said anything that was disparaging to her. I never even said, why are you saying that nonsense? Why are you, lamat mebalbelet et amach? Why are you saying that nonsensical thing? So I know a person who, when he heard that, he said, everything else I could believe, but that he never told his wife that's nonsense, that I don't believe. He said, that I don't understand, not I don't believe. He said, that I don't understand. So there's logic behind what that person said. It sounds funny. But the truth is that our mode of conversation is so different. If we will make a suggestion, then we mean that suggestion. Example, case in point. If you tell your wife, honey, why don't you take the day off? We'll spend the day together. What do you mean? Honey, why don't you take the day off? We'll spend the day together. Your wife says, honey, why don't you take the day off? We'll spend together. What does she mean? Possibility one, she means, why don't you take the day off, we'll spend the day together. Possibility two, she hadn't even thought about what she meant, she just felt like saying it. Possibility three, she meant, I would love to spend the day together, but it doesn't work for me and it doesn't work for you. But the way she will say it is, why don't you take the day off, we'll spend the day together. You're on your way out, you scheduled three meetings, there's a ride that's going to be waiting for you in 2 minutes. You look at your watch, you look at her, you look at your cell phone, you're trying to understand, what did she just say? So what do? You're a man, you say, if you wanted to spend the day together, you could have told me before I scheduled three meetings, you know I have a ride coming in 2 minutes, why are you doing this to me? And she'll say, what did I do? I just said, why don't we spend the day together? And you'll say, right, I also want to spend the day together. Couldn't you have told me 2 days ago? And she's like, you don't have to get all upset. And then she's insulted and you're looking at her, why are you insulted? What'd you do to me? Right? Classical. Now, if you came to this class, then at least you'll know what you were supposed to say. You won't get it right the first 50 times. But maybe the 51st time you'll get it right. What you're supposed to say is, and again, this is a system for life. It's not just a system in marriage. You're supposed to look at your watch, look at your calendar, look at your cell phone where your ride, SMS, is going to be there in 2 minutes, and go, I'd love to spend the day together. That's a very good idea. What do you suggest I do about the ride? Should I tell them I'm not coming? I do have three meetings scheduled for today. Let's see. I could probably postpone one of them. The meeting with my boss, it's going to look really bad if I postpone last minute like that. You won't even finish, and she'll say, I didn't mean it. Go, of course, we'll take a different date together. And you'll say, no, let me think about it for a minute. And she'll say, come on, you can't lose your job. Go, we'll find a different date. And you end up, everything worked out nicely. What's the difference in approach? The first one is classical male. You will have this over and over again. And it can be on the most serious things. You're on your way out of the house, and your wife says, I decided I'm going to quit my job. And you're like, huh? You want to discuss that? What did she mean? She might have meant, I decided I'm going to quit my job. She might have just been really frustrated that moment. And she might have meant, I'm really upset, and I really think I should leave this job. Did she necessarily mean what you heard? So what you do is you turn an about face and you say, don't you think the time for such a conversation is when we have time to talk? You know I'm leaving the house now. Is this fair? Boom, you've just created an explosion. It's going to take you 3 days to undo that one. And she's going to be upset at you and you're going to say, what are you upset for? What'd you do that to me for? Okay, let's start the conversation again. What did she say? I think I'm going to quit my job today. What should you answer? Really? Maybe we should discuss it before you do it. You know, right now I have to leave. And maybe we should think about that because, you know, we're sort of counting on that income and we have to figure out if we're going to make that move, how to play it out. Let's think it through. You know, it is the end of December. You get more benefits if you're there one more year, two more weeks, and you already got another year under your belt. Let's think it through and discuss it tonight. Is that okay? That's not the natural response. What I'm saying now sounds so easy, but it isn't. Because as you're leaving the house, you're annoyed. Why did she do that to me? Okay, it's normal. So the first thing we just discussed is that when we hear it through the male ears, what we hear is what she said. What she said is what we think she meant. Pause. Stop. Who said that's right? All you know is what she said. You have no clue what she meant. So step one, we said, I don't have to explode. I don't have to go face to face. She said that. I don't know yet what she meant. We'll discuss it. And if I can approach it that way, which again, I'm telling you, it's not easy. It's much easier said than done. When you get that sentence, you're like, huh? And you'll see it happens in the most serious things. You're on your way out of the house and your wife says, I decided I'm calling the kids' principals. I'm fed up with what they're doing in the school. Now, if you don't take that seriously, she might call the principal. She might. And it might ruin your reputation in the school and your chances in the school and a lot of other things. But she might not. So instead of saying what you're thinking to say, you can say, I'd love to discuss that. Maybe we should. Do you want me to stop now and not go to work and we'll spend the next half hour discussing it? I can do that. I could call in late today. And you'll see that she'll say, no, I didn't say that. Well, so what you're thinking is, then what did you just say? Right? That's the male thought. Don't do that. What you do is you say, okay, so we'll discuss it tonight. Yeah, fine, and you'll discuss it tonight, and you've diffused the situation. But I'm telling you, most people don't do that. And what they have is explosions. And then, and it's natural, because we're hearing it through male ears, where if you would have said that, then what you would have meant is what you said. So when you hear it, that's what you hear. Their system of conversation is different. So when we speak about mutual respect, and when we speak about loyalty, We're also speaking about not jumping the gun and reacting. They said something, and naturally we hear it a certain way. Let's pause, let's take a breath, and then let's try to discuss it. And discussing it will bring us to a new understanding. And even though they bring it up in a way that is not natural for us, why did you have to say it that way? She's a woman, that's how she talks. Gamarnu. We speak a different language and we have to work with it. There's nothing wrong with it. The fact that it annoys us and drives us up a wall and makes us really wonder what's going on there, we speak our way, they speak their way, we have to learn to work with it. So that was point number one. We said that mutual respect, loyalty, and also having the patience to hear things out. The second point in this realm is the question of divorce. Divorce is like a loaded gun. You don't pull it out ever. The only thing that could happen with it is bad things, not good things. In the United States, they have a rule, you never threaten with a gun. You pull it out when you're ready to shoot. Because when you threaten with it, then the other party can take it out of your hand, and more often than not, the burglar or whoever it is has succeeded in harming the person who pulled out the gun. The rule is you don't pull out a gun until you're ready to shoot. And then you pull it out and shoot. The same is true with the word divorce. Anyone who tries talking about divorce or hinting at divorce or joking about divorce is playing with fire and you have no idea where it'll lead to. We don't play with that. I've seen many, many couples, and I see this over and over again, till today, where people use the word and they think they could use it as a threat and they think they could use it as a maybe we should, or do you mean that we should, or... All these things are not only counterproductive, they can sometimes be lethal to a marriage. And I'll tell you a bunch of stories. Okay, story number one. Couple is married. They had to be married over 20 years because they already married off at least one child. I think they've married off two children. And at one point they had a terrible spat and the husband wrote her a letter. And in that letter, he wrote a line which was to the effect of... maybe this is over, and then they made up. But for 3 years, it sat in her, even though they made up for 3 years, It gnawed away at her. How could he say such a line to me? After everything we've built together, how could he say such a line to me? And 3 years later, the marriage exploded and she couldn't hold on. She said, I can't do it anymore. I can't. After you said a line like that, I can't. 3 years, then they went to therapy, they tried everything. He could never rebuild the marriage. Finished. He tried everything, couldn't make it. Yeah. That's story number one. Story number two. Tell you story number two about the husband too. True story, unfortunately. Very tough wife. And the husband, not such an easy cookie either, but he kept threatening, I'm going to divorce you. Now, one day he comes home and he sees a lawyer's letter there. She heard it one too many times. He said, I'm going to divorce you. At one point, she decided to take him seriously. Now they have four kids under the age of 11, you know. When the story happened, that they have four kids under the age of 11, what's going to be with those kids? But he said it one too many times. That time she took him seriously. Yeah, their marriage was difficult. Everything was difficult. But then he comes begging, let's go to therapy. But by then it was too late. She wasn't willing. Story number three. A couple had tremendous medical hardships, and they weathered the storms like crazy. They underwent so many difficulties, and they weathered the storm together. And then, one day, I'm with the couple for a meal, and the wife starts saying, you know, I keep telling my husband I have this recurring dream he's going to divorce me. And then she turns to him and says, right, you're not going to divorce me? How long did that last for? It went on for a year, for 2 years, for 3 years, and she keeps saying, you know, I have a feeling you're going to divorce me. Well, eventually she convinced them. Took her a few years, but she convinced them. She kept saying, I have a feeling you're going to divorce me. I have a feeling you're going to... Okay, and then he did. So I'm giving you four true stories. Unfortunately, I have more. This is a recurring theme. You never use the word divorce in the house. Not as a joke, not as a comment, not as a suggestion. That's something which can only backfire. You always try to work, and even if you feel like saying something, hold it in. Go talk to a counselor, to a rabbi, to something. Don't mention it around the house. Nothing good can come of it. Only terrible bad. And even if you want to stop it, you have no idea what you start rolling when you use such words in the house. And this is where we'll pick up next time. We're only halfway through.